All right, a couple minutes to the top of the hour here on the Matt Allen Show. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to John Flynn, who is the a councilman in Lincoln who wants to get rid of the financial town meeting. We'll talk about that. And speaking of financial town meetings, we're joined right now by Monique Chartier from AnchorRising.com, one of the bloggers there. Monique, how are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you, Matt?
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us. We do this every week with AnchorRising.com. In my opinion, the best political blog in southern New England.
Well, thank you.
I think you guys are absolutely great. And you guys are talking about another financial town meeting that's going on in Tiverton tonight, right?
We certainly are, yes. Tiverton town officials have proposed an 11% tax increase in Tiverton, and I think that what I done, and Justin did a post on this, and I did another post basically with some background, mm-hmm. and I think that we need to consider the 11% increase on top of the fact that Rhode Island taxpayers are pay the fourth highest taxes in the country. And we have, as I said in my post, an education system that is basically on the opposite end of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, the proposal for this tax increase in Tiverton is not going over well. And
This is the second financial town meeting they've had on this issue. The first one,
continuance, right.
Right. The first one, the people that showed up, I believe it was about 457 people showed up.
Okay.
And
you were there, right?
I wasn't there. I had some relatives that were there. I was on my way there, but they had already voted, so I didn't bother going. But because it was 9 o'clock at night, I'm on the air.
Yes.
So I guess what happened was they voted down the 11% increase.
Okay.
And I guess the head of the finance committee there decided to ask for a recess. The recess to come back today. I don't know if they're going to come forward with any ideas, but they said it was going to take about a month for them to cut the $2 million from the budget that they have to get permission for.
I see.
So I guess we're going to see tonight. Justin Katz is going to be down there blogging from there?
Yes, he certainly is.
And so we'll get live updates as the night goes on?
Visit AnchorRising.com to see those live updates.
Beautiful. What else can we look forward to from you, Ms. Chartier?
Well, it's funny you should ask. We are, as you know, there was a Bill Rapley raised the issue of the governor hiring 6 years ago his niece-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just pulled together some information about Steve Alves and all of the family members of Steve Alves who are currently and or were in the public employ. So I think it's basically going to be titled, you want to see real nepotism, this is it.
Oh my. And
yeah.
when can we look forward to that?
On the next day or so.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking for just finishing up some confirmation on that, and then I'll be doing a post.
Look at you. Very nice. AnchorRising.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, you go on there, you get to, not only do you get to stare at my big ugly face, but you get to look at all the great posts and you and Justin and Andrew and all you guys over there, you just do a great job.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to the live updates from the Tiverton Financial Town Meeting, which, by the way, I consider to be one of the most entertaining forms of government participation.
Yes, I have to agree.
Have you gone to one before?
I certainly have, several.
Oh, and you sit back and you just enjoy the ride.
And people speak their mind.
They should sell popcorn and concessions. That's a new revenue stream.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. AnchorRising.com. Check it out. And we talk to an Anchor Rising blogger every Wednesday at this time. And it's a great, great site. And it's just interesting because you get to go on there. And by the way, you can drop your own bombs and and participate and make comments on what they have up there. And it's a lot of local stuff. The Tiverton Financial Town Meeting is fun to watch just on television. People dropping bombs. Craziness. Now, I can imagine being in the seats of what's going to go on there tonight. So I'm going to be interested. I'll be checking in throughout the show and see if Justin has any interesting blogging tidbits.